This video shows how you can debug your WDF driver with full access to the WDF source code. First, establish a kernel debugging connection to a target computer that is running Windows 10. Then, in WinDBG, go to the Debug menu and select Break. Use the .sympath command to confirm that the symbol path is pointing to the Microsoft Public Symbol Server. Next, use the .reload command with the F switch to load the KMDF symbols. Use the Bang LMI extension to confirm that the KMDF symbols are private and source indexed. Now we are ready to explore the KMDF source code. Let's set a breakpoint on the KMDF ERP dispatch routine. This code path will be hit by any of the running inbox KMDF drivers. The debugger loads the framework source code from the WDF GitHub repo. We can step through the source code as it runs. Let's clear the breakpoint and resume normal execution. Next, let's try source-level debugging of UMDF code. Add a debug break call to the driver entry routine of the Echo sample driver. Enable the Echo sample driver in Device Manager and break into the debugger. Let's use the .sympath command to add our sample driver's symbols so that we can see its driver entry routine. Note that the symbol path still lists the Microsoft Public Symbol Server. Issue the .reload command, followed by the goup command to complete the execution of the debug break function. Execution halts inside the driver's driver entry routine. We need to load the UMDF symbols. Use .reload/F. Then, issue the bang LMI command and confirm that the UMDF symbols are private and source indexed. Now, we can step into the source code for WDF driver create, which WinDBG loads directly from the WDF GitHub repo. Next, let's set a breakpoint on the WDF device create DDI, which will be called by the driver's add device callback. Let's take a look at the breakpoint. Observe how the breakpoint resolves to a source file and line number. We can double-click entries in the call stack and examine the source code for both framework routines and driver-supplied callback routines. In this video, we have seen how you can debug your WDF driver with full access to the framework's source code.